All righty then. It's 10 o'clock, and it's time to rock, per se. I want to say rock, right? Like you're rocking is like a thing. Oh, yeah. Mr. PA is strangely mute.
Am I supposed to say something?
Yeah. Do your Tom Waits impression.
Hello, Crob.
Oh, wow. Now you're loud.
Am I? Oh, sorry. I don't mean to be that loud.
No, you're just a broadcast professional, is all. What are you going to do, you know?
Not this. not doing this.
Yeah.
If you turn it up loud enough, you could get the Groovies next door.
Oh, that's the Flamin' Groovies.
That's the Flamin' Groovies. They're playing for our dear Barry Simon's birthday party tonight.
Oh, dig. Okay.
Yeah.
So all right.
That's why we're loud on a Thursday
night. I was wondering when... Is Shake Some Action? Is it playing now?
Right now.
Right now it's playing.
Right.
Well, why the fuck am I here?
Now.
All right.
Turn up the microphone.
Yeah. There it is.
Hi.
Okay,
hey, man.
You know, Chuck Prophet played this at the chapel.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Barry got, you know, Barry's their manager. So he was doing the birthday party. Did you know about this big fucking show?
We could do that to him.
Yeah, he's a fucking asshole.
Let's walk through his place.
It's a shit. That's all it is.
So this is like a non-negotiable.
Well, it's just the link. It's probably just for the long. Yeah, notice the entrance. That's fine. Do you know about this thing we're doing with the LA artists?
No.
Are you on our group list? Are you following the show? So the LA Gardens should be open on Broadway.
Right.
And I'm co-producing a show that we just need to bring something to. And so all the event, we have a panel discussion downstairs with like comics and email and all these folks. And that night we're doing
coffee and
I kept using the entire room.
bench too. I brought that
stool.
I want another tall stool that's not broken.
This is me.
Well, that's old. We need another tall.
No, this is mine too.
No, I mean the chair.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm totally comfortable here. I love it.
Good. I'm happy you are.
Oh, I really like it here. I mean, I would hate to lose this space. No, that's me.
Oh, we're not losing the space.
Yeah, that's
not the kind of rule, Jack.
It's not going to happen.
Worth keeping it, or
we're not losing this.
Oh, good.
There's no fucking way to let that happen.
I mean, I'd go away for months at a time. I don't mind paying $250 or whatever the bug is.
Yeah. But Jeff Ross, I love to death. I mean, he just doesn't want the overhead. I'm like, Jeff, this is our only place.
Sorry, Rob, you're looking at chairs.
Here you go.
I'll just start my show. Shake some action.
Shake some action. All right, I'm walking out now.
People to stand up and fight for your heritage, and you did, and it was beautiful. 6 million telegrams were received at the White House. The Arab takeover of CCA has been stopped. The people spoke, the people won. It was a radiant eruption of democracy. But I think that was it, fellas. That sort of thing is not likely to happen again. Because at the bottom of all our terrified souls, we know that democracy is a dying giant, a sick, sick, dying, decaying political concept writhing in its final pain. I don't mean that the United States is finished as a world power. The United States is the richest, the most powerful, the most advanced country in the world, light years ahead of any other country. And I don't mean the communists are going to take over the world, because the communists are deader than we are. What is finished is the idea that this great country is dedicated to the freedom and flourishing of every individual in it. It's the individual that's finished. It's the single, solitary human being that's finished. It's every single one of you out there that's finished. Because this is no longer a nation of independent individuals. It's a nation of some 200-odd million transistorized, deodorized, whiter than white, steel-belted bodies, totally unnecessary as human beings, and as replaceable as piston rods. Well, time has come to say, is dehumanization such a bad word? Good or bad, that's what is so. The whole world is becoming humanoid, creatures that look human but aren't. The whole world, not just us, we're just the most advanced country, so we're getting there first. The whole world's people are becoming mass-produced, programmed, numbered, insensate.
It was a perfectly admissible argument that Howard Beale advanced in the days that followed. It was, however, also a very depressing one. Nobody particularly cared to hear his life was utterly valueless. We'll be right back.
finger exercises?
Convenient for everyone.
Well, he drank milk, and he'd eat bread, and we'd give him lettuce, and he would eat most anything you carry out there to him. And I never did go inside, because one girl went in there to feed him, and he jumped on her and got her down. And another girl, I wouldn't go in there still, but one of the other girls worked there, went in there and got him off of her. No, I was afraid of him.
Thinking in terms of, I'd like to do a little more of a serious role, you know, because my ambition is to progress as an actor, which takes a long time, a lot of experience.
Monsieur, you there in that elegant restaurant, what is the pièce de résistance? Something delectable, to be sure, something French, something ultimate in cuisine. The taste that tells.
How many of you have dreamed of spending quality time alone with Elvis Presley? And how many of you have dreamed of lathering his coffee for him, putting in the cream and sugar and stirring it for him? And how many of you have dreamed of giving him a back rub? And I just want to tell you, ladies, right now, that I have lived your dream, because I've done it all. In 1975, he was a patient at Baptist Hospital, and when I walked in the room that morning about 5 o'clock, and he smiled at me and spoke to me, then I knew he was always going to be a part of my life. So I took the banana pudding upstairs, and we had our coffee, and then when he was ready to eat, I said, "Are you ready for breakfast?" And he said, "I'm ready for banana pudding."
Cut him a wide berth also.
Who, Lou Reed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I don't know why you'd say I wouldn't.
I don't know. So, you're just ruffling my feathers in general tonight, oh. as always.
Oh, jeepers. I don't know what to tell you then. I'm just doing my show here, and if you're home listening and you feel like your feathers are getting ruffled, then I don't know what to say.
Well, first of all, I'm not at home.
Okay. Oh, all right.
I'm at work.
You're at work. Where's work?
Princeton University.
You work at Princeton?
Yeah.
Okay.
I work in the broiler room.
In the what?
The broiler room.
The broiler room.
It's below the boiler room.
It's below it. Okay.
Yeah.
So you
very
work,
hot down
it's
here.
It's really hot in the broiler room? Because I guess it's below the boiler room, so all that heat...
Even hotter.
All that heat's just pressing down on your head.
The heat goes down.
Yeah.
People say heat rises.
Uh-huh.
It don't. Not this heat.
Uh-huh.
This heat don't.
Yeah. Okay, and what do you do in the broiler room?
I shovel steam.
You shovel steam. I don't even know what that means.
They just make me do... I've been doing it for 30 years.
And what are you shoveling it with?
It's like a... It's a shovel. It's a steam shovel.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm having a very hard time picturing this.
Well... I'm having a hard time not picturing something.
What's that?
He's smashing you in the face.
Oh, there you go. That's charming.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think you deserve it. You needed it after all the stuff you've been saying about everybody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I'm just the one to do it.
Oh, okay. Real tough talk.
No, just being honest.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, look, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I know what to tell you.
What's that?
I'm going to... Oh, no!
What?
Oh, no! I made the best flopper nutter sandwich I've ever made.
Yeah?
And I dropped it on the floor.
You dropped it on the floor of the broiler room?
Yeah.
Is it broiling now?
Well, yeah, and it got all steamy, too, so now it's soggy.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that. Oh. Okay. And there he goes. Whew. It's a weird one. That's a weird one.
It's something that straddles past and future without ever quite being present. Or rather, it at first seems indifferent to the present. There's a tension of a most unfathomable nature. The word desires to be understood, to have meaning. But you somehow feel that it's not you yourself that the word is addressing. It washes over you, holding a dialogue with something arcane that's maybe not mortal, and you feel intrigued, captured even. You're aware of a deeper existence, maybe a temporary reassurance that indeed there is no beginning, no end. And all at once the outward appearance of meaning is transcended, and you find yourself struggling to comprehend a deep and formidable mystery. All is transient. Does it matter? Do I bother?
You couldn't have known what would happen. Maybe not, but I knew what I left behind.
Mike DeLima, Charlie, monitor to the tower, 123 point. Delta 393, Atlantic ground, runway 27 right, taxi to Lima, hold short of taxiway Dixie.
Happy death explosion. Bad times erosion. Bad times will meet their doom. A handshake and stop the mystery. I want the passion of your passion. I want the magic of your magic. I want the good of your good. Boom, boom, boom. Happiness explosion. Fred Flintstone. Now that I'm no longer alone, happiness explosion. Boom, boom, boom. Strong as any handshake, strong as any kiss. And I'm so glad that I got this. Happiness explosion. Boom, boom, boom. Now that I'm right high on the hog, happiness explosion. Boom, boom, boom. Happiness explosion. Strong as any handshake, handshake or a kiss. Now that I've got this, boom, boom, boom. Bad times now will meet their doom, will meet their erosion. This now here. Happy as Boo Boo Bear. Hey, 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 hey. You wanna see me smile? Hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now. Well, I got a big smile. Big as a mile. Big as a crocodile. Big as a the movie theater. Now that I got you here, happiness explosion.
Boom, boom, boom.
Happiness explosion.
Boom, boom, boom.
My sky is turning blue now that I have got you. Now that every word is true. Happiness explosion.
Boom, boom.
You know, I mean, because he'd get on me if I come up and I didn't have a sack full of cheeseburgers or something. You didn't bring me anything? I remember that when bonus time comes around. Wait a minute, I'll be right back. He just got finished eating the barbecue pizza. And he said, Billy, that's pretty good. I'd like to have another one.
Think then.
extension of their hands like Oreo chickens, waiting for the fat thrombosis to occur. They don't care about cigarettes and all that cancer stuff. They love diabetes. They wait. Like on Fifth Avenue in New York, the thin side of Central Park. I walk there. They always peep thin. They look thin. And they parade their thinness like skinny emasculated guards.
You're going to have to get used to it or never enjoy content again.
Some kinds of creativity.
But the whole idea of superintelligence is nothing.
That it would serve the purposes of no other. Oh, God.
Every time I see a train, or every time I hear one, every time I hear a train horn, every time I see a train on TV, I think about hopping one. the smell of the creosote soaked ties and the hot summer sun. That chemical smells like the railroad to me. The smell of diesel, I don't know. This weird, like, an American, super American, like, freedom, nostalgia, outlaw kind of thing, like.
This is Ted Harrison. You may have heard of me. I want to give you the background on the amazing record you're about to hear. David Baer is an internationally known psychic, consultant, teacher, lecturer, and writer. During the fall and winter of 1978, David Baer, without success, attempted on several occasions to make contact with Elvis Presley. On the evening of December 1st, 1978, history was made. Elvis Presley finally talked to the world through David Baer. The recording was made on a small home tape recorder and, except for removal of a background hum, it has not been edited in any way. This historic event took place in a comfortable Minneapolis home. The participants report to me that from beginning to end, David Baer's eyes were closed. Except for his lips, not one muscle of his face or body moved, despite the irritation of sweat trickling down his face. His skin felt cold and clammy to the touch. After Elvis had departed, it took David Baer a full half hour to come out of his trance and return to the reality of his physical surroundings. Listen now to history being made. Elvis Presley talking to you through the consciousness and voice of David Baer.
I'm in contact now with your consciousness of Elvis Presley.
Where are you?
I am with you now, only for a short time, speaking to you. The dimension that I am speaking to you from is the one that I am in.
Weird. 3500 millions d'êtres s'agglomèrent autour de la crique lagunaire de Port Lucas, où flottent des signes érotico-mythologiques. La lune peint sur les branches de grands tableaux.
It's your basic pizza with instead of pizza sauce, we put barbecue sauce, cheese, but on top we put barbecue pork. And there you have the barbecue pizza, just like Elvis used to eat.
Login information for 16 billion accounts has been leaked online.
The private contact details of Australia's top politicians and other high-profile people have been exposed online in a major data breach.
I'd like to remind our audience that all screams used on the show have been previously certified as authentic primals by a qualified West Coast therapist. All the subjects of our mystery primal contest were in deep psychic pain, and their screams were recorded at the precise moment when, through therapy, they were able to truly feel that pain for the first time. Now, let's go to the phones.
So over the weekend, former President Trump shared a fake AI-generated video on social media showing former President Barack Obama being arrested in the Oval Office.
Thank you.
Pourquoi peins-tu si peu de fleurs? Et pourquoi les peins-tu si petites?
Le goût angélique, c'est pour les fleurs entièrement sans couleur, blanche, puisque le blanc contient de lui-même, comme dans les tableaux de Vermeer, toutes les couleurs. Au mur blanc de Vermeer est irisé comme une perle, laquelle n'a pas de couleur, mais il se prête par son structure de réseau de moiré à iriser la lumière et la faire surir comme la mort, parce qu'il fait naître dans cette espèce de boule, que c'est comme une espèce de tête de mort de la perle, les spectres le plus effrayant, que c'est celui de l'irisation instantanée de la vie, que c'est l'instantanéité même de la lumière. Mais à ce moment, je me souviens de ces oiseaux blancs que Pline avait décrit, des oiseaux blancs qui possédaient une seule aile. Et alors, pour voler, ils avaient besoin de se mettre leur poitrine l'un contre l'autre très serré, et chacun bougeant son aile pouvait voler comme des anges.
Can't ingest all he ingested and not deteriorate rapidly. So, caught up with him.
The week before he died, we really got him on a strict diet of mostly nothing but Jell-O made with NutraSweet. So that he had really almost been on a starvation diet for a week.
The last thing was that cheeseburger. Saturday night or Sunday night and Monday night, he didn't eat anything. I said, "You're not going to eat anything for me before I go." He said, "Mm-mm, I ain't hungry. I just want to rest." And I said, "Well, okay then. Night-night, and I'll see y'all tomorrow." He called me May We. He said, "Well, okay, May We, I'll see you tomorrow."
Very.
And that's the last time I seen him alive. That was 5 minutes to 2 in the morning.
No, no, no.
Le cheval sur la montagne et la barque sur la mer. Sur la mer.
And do you use ChatGPT when raising your baby?
I do. I mean, I feel kind of bad about it because we have this like genius level at everything, intelligence, sitting there like waiting to unravel the mysteries of